Poll: Majority of Gen Z rejects cancel culture. By Alim Bokhari on September 16, 2021. By a wide margin, the next generation of Americans is widely opposed to cancel culture, or politically correct censorship and ostracization, even more so than members of the Boomer and Gen X generations, leaving millennials as the only generation more likely to view cancel culture positively or neutrally than negatively. That's the result of a new poll from Morning Consult, which found that 55% of Gen Z respondents had a negative view of cancel culture, compared to 50% for Boomers, 46% for Gen X, and 36% for Millennials. Just 8% of Gen Z said they view cancel culture favorably, compared to 19% of Millennials. Younger members of Gen Z, aged 13 to 16, were the most likely to say they opposed cancel culture, with 59% stating their opposition. Members of Gen Z were evenly split on the questions of socialism and critical race theory. The older cohort of Gen Z, aged 21 to 24, were relatively favorable towards socialism, with 31% giving a positive response compared to 20% who gave a negative response. However, members of the 17 to 20 age cohort were opposed to it, 25% to 22%, and members of the 13 to 16 age cohort were evenly split, 25% positive and 24% negative. Gen Z is also evenly split on critical race theory, 22% viewing it positively and 19% viewing it negatively, with the 13 to 16 age cohort most likely to view it negatively. However, aside from the question of cancel culture, where most of Gen Z seems to have made up its mind, the poll indicates that the political viewpoints of Gen Z are largely still up for grabs. By a wide margin, the most common opinion on both socialism and critical race theory was neutral or don't know. The next 5 years will likely be pivotal in shaping the next generation's views on these matters, and much will depend on conservatives being able to access and spread their message through information channels favored by Gen Z, such as Twitch, Snapchat, YouTube, and TikTok. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.